This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The following contains graphic depictions of body horror. You are listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradon. This is part 33 of our story. If you have missed the other parts, you can find them on freefm.org.nz or on your favourite podcast distributor. When we last left our heroes, having received their orders, the proposed treaty, and tools to use in case things go sideways, the party has returned to the mound where they first met King Tiberian Ishiger and prepared to discuss the contents of this treaty with him. We will return back to the scene of you approaching this strange magical occlusion, as I have previously described, appears to be a giant magical invisible bowl pushing down in the water, revealing the mound with King Tiberian Ishiger and the table and two chairs. You guys are currently like 100-odd meters out, and as you approach Magnus, a familiar voice, the one of the Goliath general that has spoken to you the most, creeps into your senses. If this is the King Tiberian that I am familiar with, be careful. He is proud, vain, and arrogant. He is also, as people of that mindset often are, filled with hubris. If you are to interact with him, I suggest downselling yourselves, catching him off guard if you are planning on doing anything. For all we know, he might go with the treaty, but there's also a decent chance that he won't.
I hope you know what you're doing, Amadeus.
I really don't.
That is exactly what I did not want to hear.
Helpful to hear.
No. Really unhelpful, to be honest.
We'll be fine. I have full confidence in my abilities.
I have full confidence in something, and Tanwyn pats her pocket and glances at Magnus.
Real subtle over there, Tanwyn.
Yep.
Magnus is going to tug the scarf, like the collar of a shirt.
Should I be worried?
About what? About this meeting? Yes, you should be.
Okay.
I think when we approach this ghoul king,
we
shouldn't try to intimidate him or overstate our power.
How exactly would I, being me, intimidate a man with an army of ghouls?
I don't know, you've got like powerful spells and
barely.
You've got a huge brain and you love telling people about it. So maybe just pretend to be a bit
pretend to be stupid. As smart as Tanwyn.
Aye. Oof. Maybe if he thinks he's getting a good deal, he'll go for whatever it is you're going to say. I don't know why you're offended. I was just told that I was dumb. I'm the one who should be offended, and I just said yes.
Oh?
I think it's better. I think that's a good idea.
Look, if this all goes to custard, it's been a pleasure.
Aye.
How did I end up with 3 chuckleheads as my party in a mystery horror campaign?
You chose Tanwyn. I will keep saying that. You're the one who...
And I will keep telling you, I made a character to your specifications.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then was landed with 2 chuckleheads.
Yes.
Look.
I jest.
The DM picks the chase, the dice pick the chase music, and it's usually
Benny Hill.
Yes.
It's usually Benny Hill.
Anyway, yes, you approach. As you get to the point where the water rather sharply angles down, for a moment, the front third or so of the pontoon is airborne before it just dips fairly quickly, just bumps into the mound, knocking you all off balance temporarily. And now that you're in the middle of this bowl of water, the current here is weirdly enough pushing the water toward the mound. You get the idea that it's not going to let you escape.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless told otherwise.
You know, start climbing up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Careful of the crocodiles.
The crocodiles, the moment you guys got to the edge, fully let go and let the current just take you guys in.
Okay, cool. Don't have to worried about my ankles.
No, but I will say around the top of this bowl of water, you see several of the ghoulish alligators and crocodiles, whatever you want to call them, circling around. And there are faces in these sides of this bowl. There are, you want to say, good 30, 40 faces of ghouls of various types just staring at you all.
Oh boy. That's not disconcerting at all.
No, why should it be?
Mm.
So, yeah, climb up. Your Majesty, good to see you again.
And now that you can properly see him, oh, describe the man.
Ooh.
As previously mentioned, he is tall. Even while sitting, he is almost as tall as the tallest member in the group.
Oh.
With swollen, pruny skin of someone who has been in the water for far too long, as well as several ulcerated wounds along the exposed parts of his flesh where it looks like small aquatic creatures have picked at him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And in a couple of places where it's gotten so deep down to the bone, there is just these small wisps of this green gas seeping out of him. And atop his head is just this mess of greasy, stringy red hair with a green and black stone crown that is just, it is just a mess of different sized spikes that are actually full on just buried into his flesh.
Oh.
But they are all connected to each other in a circle.
Majesty, pleasure.
So, the living ones have arrived.
I did say I would return.
I was hoping you would not.
Well, I am, as always, sorry to disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? If this goes to pot, we'll see.
We have come with offers of parley from our council. And I'm going to pull out the documents
We have a treaty.
A treaty, yes.
And I'm going to pull out the documents and hand them to Amadeus.
I will spread them out on the table, facing him so that he can read.
So we have table.
Yeah, table, chair on his side, which he is sitting in, mm-hmm. and then singular chair on the other side of the table.
Mm-hmm. Surrounding?
Surrounding is just basically this giant soaked mound of dirt and short grass life.
And I'm assuming like tree roots and...
Actually, there aren't really any tree roots visible on this mound. It is mostly just dirt and grass, but it is soaked.
Mm.
And as you guys take a good look at it, there are a few dead fish.
Like it's been raised up.
Or the water's been pushed away. Yeah, though the fish that are close to the edge, there are several ghouls that are testing the currents and not besting them at all, trying to get to these fish because they're hungry. It's meat. It's what they've been eating forever.
Yeah. Tanwyn is going to take a guard stance to I want to say she's on the left of Amadeus.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just going to stand there, sword and shield, sword sheathed, but, you know, hand on it and try to look all the world like a guardsman or something similar.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll glance over to Magnus and do the same thing. Just the same thing. Stand up straight.
The Ghoul King looks over the papers and picks them up, the first one, and just reads over it. It is quite interesting to notice how languages have changed.
Indeed. Time is a weird thing.
If I were a different man, I would not have been able to make heads or tails of this. But luckily I am not.
And over the next several minutes, he just reads, does not utter a word. And I will say this, if any of you make even the smallest noise, there is a very quick glare.
Tanwyn does get a little bit bored, and she makes a move to go and grab one of the fish and throw it to the ghouls. And then when he glares at her, she goes, oh, stands back still again.
I'm going to need someone to roll me a d20 and add 12.
Not me. You do not want me to roll a d20.
Go on, head negotiator.
Go on, head negotiator.
Oh, God. 16.
For the audience listening, our lovely DM just closed his eyes and covered his face with his hand. So
it's commonly known as a good sign.
I think that's good.
This means we did a pony.
Yeah, I think we did a good job.
Oh, God.
What I was getting you to roll for was essentially a persuasion check with the modifier of the government.
Right. Yeah.
I am assuming that the failed.
The DC you were looking for.
20?
Was 25.
Oh, no.
Oof.
I don't have anything for that because I am not the government. I am a low-level idiot.
Nope. Yes. The King Tiberian, you can definitely tell this man was a noble because of the way he conducts himself. Can I get insight checks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
I love to roll dice.
Oh. That's quite high.
Five.
Three.
You two notice nothing.
I'm at least on 20.
Trying to read the face of a dead corpse is hard.
Yeah, Tanwyn's really distracted by the ghouls trying to grab the fish. She's desperate to feed them.
And Amadeus is a big ball of nerves. Right now. So only panicking as the de facto chief negotiator for all of this.
Yes. I would like to get that total from you, Magnus.
23.
Though it is subtle, and I do mean very subtle, there were several moments as King Tiberian read where his right eye twitched.
Oh.
The first time you notice it, it's just like, is that just a body spasm or something like that? And then it kept happening. And it's just like, this is a tick of annoyance.
Yeah.
Everything else about him, it is perfect, impassionate, showing nothing. Just these slight twitches as he gathers all the papers together, sorts them, taps them together, slides them back across to the other side of the table. If this is your empire's best attempt at treatise and diplomacy, quite frankly, I am appalled.
Oh.
This is bad. Right.
Why don't you show us what you're unhappy with? And Tanwyn's going to try and scoop round the table to have a look at what he's looking at on the scrolls.
Get you to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oi! Sure! I love rolling dice. Oh, okay. That's a 15?
That passes.
Yes! Yes!
As the remnants of his humanity, he attempts to use the crown of kin domination to stop you from moving.
Right.
But as he is in fact now a ghoul and not human, no Aenerys potent.
She's going to try and lean over the scrolls and say, well, it's an awful lot of words, but maybe if you can point out what you don't like, we can take it back and we can renegotiate.
Would you please kindly move back to the side of the table that you are supposed to stand on?
Tanwyn?
Aye?
In terms of negotiations, you are being impolite.
Okay.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Tanwyn, but by the sounds of it...
All right.
At least somebody here understands.
She's going to take the big arc back. She is going to grab one of the fish and throw it into the ghouls.
As soon as it hits the water, there's suddenly five less faces.
Really good fun.
My associate's question does stand. While I was not involved in putting this together, I am apparently the face of this negotiation, and it behooves me to ask, what's wrong with the treaty? I make no defense of the people that wrote it, because I wasn't in the room, but I have to ask.
He gives a head gesture that confirms that is an understandable request. Well, first and foremost, we will reject any and all attempt to make us vassals. We seek our independence, not subservience.
And Quill starts writing the stuff.
Tanwyn is continuing on her big arc around the outside of the bowl, just walking all the way around the edge.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, demanding that we trade what will become our only source of food if we are not to lay claim to the lives of our neighbours for wood and stone is quite frankly unacceptable.
Okay. What were they asking you to trade, if I might ask?
Fish.
Ah, right.
He points to the clause and basically it states that basically the state of Ishigar would farm fish and then use that as a trade resource and receive imports of building materials. Yeah.
Understandable. I say this in our defense. We are coming at this negotiation with a lack of information. This is the first time that we've negotiated with a ghoul nation.
Mm-hmm.
So
that is why I am being a little more lenient than I would be.
And I am not pretending to speak for anybody else. I appreciate it. And you have my and my compatriots' thanks.
He just gives a smile that it is just a... One, it definitely is not a genuine smile. It is
more like a grimace.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if he still had lips. It's probably really toothy.
So that's the second point. What else?
Thirdly, whilst I understand the non-aggression pact of this, that, in fact,
is not something I will ever complain about when organizing a treaty. I do refuse to send my kin to become your soldiers.
Ah, understandable.
That was really the main thing that the council wanted, wasn't it? Was extra bodies.
Maybe not all of the council, but you can imagine that one or two of them is just like, intelligent, undead, those would make great soldiers.
Yeah.
Because there's always been one or two of those jackasses.
Fair enough. I can appreciate not wanting your kin to be suborned like that, in that fashion.
And finally, they want unrestricted abilities to move through my lands.
Ah.
Both land and sea. And you get the idea that as much as the smuggling rings are illegal, they might be trying to keep those supply lines open, especially with a potential war on the horizon.
Mm. By this point, Tanwyn has kind of made an arc all the way around the back of mm-hmm. the bowl, and she's moving up on the right-hand side past Magnus.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And whenever she's been finding fish, she's going to toss them in. But she's making her way back up towards the
position that she had left.
Yeah, but on the opposite side.
So the same side as Magnus's?
Yes, okay. So she's kind of gone around like that.
I will say this, anytime that you've been in his sightline, King Ishigar has had his eyes on you the entire time.
Yeah.
For that provision at least, Ishigar, at least under the rule of the current empire, has been the smuggling point for a lot of Paradigm's illicit trade. So I believe that is more trying to protect those that make an income in that fashion.
Oh, that's interesting. Why on earth would a government want to keep smuggling lines open?
Better the criminals you know than the criminals you don't.
Mm.
And it's a great way to keep all the smugglers in a place where you can watch them.
That is a reasonable course of action, then. I, however, object to be in my lands being such a lowly hub.
Understandable. I guess the smugglers will have to find somewhere else, then.
And my final gripe. 6 months to move your people out is far too long.
Okay.
I would offer one. They are just moving.
Yes, but we're also having a more permanent place for them to move to as well. Would 6 weeks be amenable?
Damn, Amadeus is really bad at haggling.
He is not a politician!
He's really bad at haggling. He's like 6 months. What about 6 weeks?
He's trying not to offend.
No, it's so funny. No, it's great. I love it.
He's terrible at this.
He's really bad.
I suppose that is doable.
Excellent.
One negotiation dub.
Nice!
I cut off 4.5 months. Great. Nice guy,
Amadeus. Amadeus puts a big tick next to one of the things written down.
Triumphant tick.
W? All right, well, I will take this back and we will get something better for you.
Yes, you will.
All right, let's go.
Magnus is going to approach the table
mm-hmm.
and he's going to, like, go for a handshake.
Mm-hmm. There is no move to affirm it.
Amadeus will collect the treaty and gesture these two to head back to the...
Oh, I do mean just you.
But they... Why just... Wait, what?
I have mouths to feed.
Oh! Can I go for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think this is go time.
Yeah.
I will allow you all to take one action.
Okay.
No bonus action?
One action or bonus action at this point before initiative is rolled. Except it won't.
Tanwyn is going to take a few big running steps towards the sky. Previously, she's been strolling quite slowly,
mm-hmm.
dipping down to pick up the fish and throwing them in the water and...
Yeah.
Looking as much as possible like an extremely bored guard. And as she paces towards him very quickly, as soon as he says that, she's going to take out the glass tube and try to smash it over his head.
She did say that this is how she thought it worked.
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, can I get you to make me a deception check?
Okay. I don't think I've ever rolled one of these for her before.
I don't think I've had you guys roll deception at all this campaign.
We've not been very deceptive.
No.
We're usually pretty upfront.
Despite the fact that Amadeus has a +8 to deception.
Yes, yeah, so do I.
Oh. Why is your deception so high?
Don't worry about it.
Paladins don't have to be lawful good anymore.
That is a 19.
You will have advantage on this.
What?
As you successfully managed to get the Ghoul King to lower his guard. So make me an attack roll using your strength.
Okay, using my strength. Okay. All right, plus 4. At advantage.
Does she get proficiency with this?
I'm not proficient with glass tube.
I'll say that you're more or less functioning it as a club right now, so sure.
Yay! That was a really bad roll.
With advantage.
With advantage. Luck point. Don't have any luck points.
She's not that kind of paladin.
That's 12.
Yeah, no. Despite the lowering of his guard, he's still a kid. He has still been trained to watch for assassins. And he simply just tilts his head to the side.
Does the glass tube by any chance smash onto the table instead?
No.
Oh,
if you had just said, I'm going to break the glass vial, it would have worked. But you attempted to do something specific.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to get a...
Yeah.
So are you doing anything?
Please do something.
Magnus wanted to grab the hand and do a grapple thing, but he's not doing that now that Anwin's YOLO'd in.
Do it. I failed.
No. Magnus is going to do something different now. Okay. Magnus is going to fix King Tiberian with a stare and say, in the name of the heroes of Ishigar, King Tiberian, I put you to rest.
Oh!
And he will enter into a spirit rage as all the heroes pop out.
As all the heroes of Ishigar past burst forward, there is noticeably one missing. As you look down at your hands, you notice a white and grey faded visage. There is subtle hints of colour as you are being embody the first king of Ishigar.
Cool.
Oh, damn. I'm not old and...
Basically, what the other two see is all of these ghosts appear and...
Like one superimposed.
Yeah. The scarf begins to unravel. Colour bleached and faded threads wrap around Magnus and you just... more or less see him get consumed by his scarf and look like a different person.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
I'm diving behind these two.
No big actions, just shield me, my flesh wall.
Shield me, my meat shield. Yeah. Protect the squishy.
Yes.
Do you have any of the fiery stuff in your bag or do I have most of it?
Yeah, you guys have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You have whatever you bought.
Should have popped one of those. Well, how long does protection goods from evil and good last?
A minute. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's been
like... I thought it lasted longer.
It's been a good half hour by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
King Ishigar will be going first as his ability, Kingly Majesty, means that he always goes first in combat.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Naturally. I'm glad that I have sold how dangerous this guy is. I wasn't letting you guys stock up an insane amount of stuff and gifting you guys with a bunch of boons for no reason. No.
No, I'm worried. I'm very scared.
As Tanwin's assassination attempt fails and Magnus calls forth the heroes of the now dead kingdom, King Tiberian just calmly stands. And he is like a good 2 or 3 foot taller than everybody in the party.
And given that Amadeus is nearly 2 meters tall, that's pretty good.
Stretched out.
Thank you, boy.
Well, then, I suppose a bit of exercise won't hurt. Let's see what you can do, then. And as he speaks, the bowl of water roils and literally begins to whirl as it forms a whirlpool around the aisle. And you see several ghouls getting spun out and then pulled back in by the currents, as it is now just a writhing whirl of flesh, claws, and water.
Yikes.
And he is going to just put two fingers together and just motion towards you, and a jet of water will blast it out from behind him and into the three of you. I need the three of you to make me strength saving throws.
Oh boy.
Does it count as a strength? Yes, it does.
Yes.
And please, everybody, give yourself a +3 bonus due to my aura of
Magnus.
Oh my god, why 19. Am I rolling so bad? I need to not use that dice anymore.
I need to not use that dice either.
19.
9.
Another 12.
So Magnus succeeds.
Yeah.
As basically the heroic strength that's filling him makes him an immovable object. However, that's a low roll. 10 points of bludgeoning and 1 point of slashing.
To
all of you.
All of us.
Reduced, so 5 points of bludgeoning and a nose slashing to Magnus.
I'm going to use my reaction to use Spirit Shield on Amadeus.
Go for it.
Which will reduce that damage by 8.
Cool. Amadeus, you notice as this blast comes in, one of the ghosts full on just stands in front of you and puts up a tower shield and takes the brunt of most of the impact.
Cool.
Nice.
However, the two that failed, can you mark down just one mark for me? And let me know if at any point you hit 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's his bonus action.
Good. I thought that was
this is bonus. Mm.
Thought that might have been the lair action, but no.
No, the lair action was the whirlpool starting up.
Okay.
He is then going to just.
Oh wait, he did damage to me.
Yes.
How is Shabik, please?
Sure enough.
Yeah.
He needs to make a dexterity saving throw, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, give me.
And this is a fire effect. He has disadvantage on those. Well, that definitely fails with a 2.
All right.
Who'd have thought the creature that has the flammable...
is flammable.
The flammable trait is bad. It saves against fire.
And you want to know the annoying thing and the cool thing about this? I get to add my charisma.
Oh, woo! Fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, looking pretty good.
20 points of fire damage.
The green smoke that had been seeping out of him, as it erupts, there is now these spouts of fire burning out of his body.
And unlike his powers, which derive from the guy that gave him the book, this is all Amadeus. So this is, it looks like pure hellfire.
Is it purpley fire because he's a purple guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like to imagine it's purple and it's black on the edges.
Yeah. So, yeah.
With the flammable trait, he's also now on fire.
Good.
Hold up. No, he needs to make a constitution saving throw, which he fails, because that's an insane amount of fire damage.
Yay!
You're listening to Tales from the Guild, Shadows of Paradigm. As that happens, before he takes his action, he's like, I changed my mind. Somebody else is going instead. And he picks up the chair and throws it at you.
What, at me specifically?
Yes.
I would like to impose disadvantage using my reaction.
Fair enough.
And it's King Tiberian with the chair!
From the top rope!
Does a 21 hit?
Yes! Damn. My AC is 14!
I just wanted to double check.
21 with disadvantage. That's
yeah, damn.
Yeah, he rolled an 18 and a 12.
Damn.
Ouch.
Sorry, couldn't quite get there with my shield in time.
All good.
11 points of bludgeoning damage.
I take it.
And that will be the end of King Tiberian's turn.
I assume the meat shields, I mean the other two, would like to take your turn at this juncture?
Yep. Yes. Tamlin rolls her eyes and goes, oh, fine, I was trying to do something cool, but I never get to do anything fun, do I? And she's going to snap the glass tube over her knee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Her armored knee, by the way.
Yes.
She's not just smashing glass into her knee.
I see. I figured the chick covered in head to toe in metal doesn't have exposed kneecaps.
No.
Wow, you'd be surprised. It's like this version of the fantasy armor.
It's so sexy.
Kneecaps and ankles exposed.
Can I get you to make me a d20 roll
and
add 10?
Okay. Roll good, not bad. Roll good, not bad. Far out!
Wait, no, these are undead. Do that with advantage.
Oh, thank bloody hell. Oh my gosh, I would love to roll above a 10.
Tamlin's going to roll us into a TPK.
You know, I would love to roll above a 5 today. It would be really good. I would love to roll above a 5 today. Oh, 28.
Damn. You watch as this small bead-sized ball of flame flutters out of the glass tube. And then you look at it, it's just like, that's it. And then you swear it looks at you, looks around, and then grows massive into this serpent of blue flame, dives into the whirlpool, and just eviscerates most of the ghouls that are swirling around in there.
Nice.
As one of the champions of Thelmor does its duty.
I salute you.
And King Tiberian has had a perfectly manicured expression on his face the entire time, but there is a look of concern when the Elder Wisp erupts into action. It also brings into question how and why this thing was in the small glass jar, and how and why the leader of the Dirtier had it.
I'm not going to question that right now.
But now isn't the time for that question.
Oh, no. And later, Tanrin will probably have forgotten about it, so... Either way, it's not in her brain anymore. Ooh, I've just seen a spell that I have.
Was her smashing the glass?
That was her action.
That was my action.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I would like to make sure that I am within 5 feet of both of these guys.
Uh-huh.
And then I will end my turn.
Cool. At the end of your turn, legendary action time.
Ah, no!
As King Tiberian is just like, right, fine then, let's even the playing field a little bit. And he is going to use his legendary action, summon allies.
Counterspell.
It's not a spell.
Damn it.
As three ghoul minions manage to escape the fiery wrath of the Elder Wisp and the rampaging currents of the whirlpool and crawl onto the mound. I will note, minions are a special type of creature. They don't have a lot of hit points. They can still do everything that a creature of their type can do. They just are fragile.
Very boppable.
Yeah.
Right. Who wants to go for the big guy and who wants to do crowd control?
Let me take him.
Go for it.
So, are you in crowd control or big boy?
Big boy.
Okay. I will happily Eldritch Blast the minions.
Go
okay,
for
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
Eldritch Blast!
Eldritch Blast!
So that is a 14 and a dirty 20 against the two minions.
The 20 hits.
Okay, that is 6 points of force damage.
Oof.
It is unfortunately still standing, but you did blow one of its arms off.
That's...
No bonus?
Nothing useful. About the only thing I've got. Well, how spicy are you looking there, Tannen?
I'm looking at about a 29 out of 40.
Got hit hard.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My max is 48. Don't worry about me. I'm fine.
And you're...
I'm good.
Okay. You're basically unharmed.
Cool.
I took 5 points of damage.
For a barbarian, that's basically unharmed.
I'm looking at a 37 out of 48.
Cool. I have my D6 heal spam.
Yeah.
But if you're both fine, yep. I will save them for when we're all looking a bit more... Let's turn.
Yeah, fine for cool. now.
Any legendary spice?
Oh, he's used all three of his actions to summon minions.
Okay, beautiful. Magnus is going to get all up in a personal.
Uh-huh.
He is smash this nerd in the face.
Go yeah. for it.
Many yeah. times. And as he raises the Trollstone mace, Magnus is going to say, in the name of Mana Dawn, I smite you. Oh, wait, we are doing that recklessly.
Yeah.
Because we degaff.
Got a lot of... That's going to miss. He full on just... bats it away with the back of his hand.
25?
That hits.
Yeah!
As he bats it away, you get in underneath his arm that's batting it away.
Yeah, and last one is... So the one that hits is 11 points of damage.
Cool, cool, cool. It is now in lair time. Nobody is close enough to the edge for them to get hit with the ghoul vortex.
Phew.
There's also 1 and 2, Magnus. Mm-hmm. 3 and 4, Amadeus. 5 and 6, Tanwyn.
Okay.
That is a 6. Tanwyn, can I get a dexterity saving throw as a fish gets launched out of the air?
Hell yeah.
You sure can.
Whirlpool.
You absolutely can. That's a 12.
So you get whacked in the head by a flying fish and take 2 points of damage.
I knew there was something fishy about that vortex.
I'll get you for that.
D6 plus 1 damage, not a 1. Don't worry, there's more impressive things coming.
Not worried about that at all.
But yeah, you just got beamed in the head by a fish.
I'll get you for that and all.
It is now the ghoul's turn. We're gonna sort out the minions first. There will be 2 coming at Tanwyn and 1 at Amadeus. Okay, so we...
Both paralyzed.
Amadeus, you have a... That's gonna miss, and I'm fairly certain a crit and a 26 will hit Tanwyn.
Yeah, no, those both hit, definitely.
Okay, so first things first, let's do that crit roll. So 15 slashing and 2 more marks.
Oh boy.
2 more.
Yeah, that's, I don't like that.
And then 7 slashing and 1 more mark.
Okay, you're looking pretty 13 out of 48 at the moment.
That's... just cool. The minions. It is now the king's turn. You guys have spread out a bit more now, so...
Yeah.
He will bring up 2 fingers and wipe it across in front of him. And I think, if I am picturing this right, Magnus will be the only one needing to make me a strength save.
Am I the only one being attacked?
Yes.
Cool. That's at least 20.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So you are going to only take half this and not get any marks.
Woo!
That's wait, I take half that. Is that before or after barbarian reduction?
Before, so half a half.
Oh, yeah.
11, which means you would have only taken like 2 points of damage earlier, not 5.
Oh, yeah.
So 11 half to 6 because you succeeded, half to
3.
3 slashing damage, and then 1 bludgeoning damage. And now King Ishigar's going to pick up the table and try to break it over your head.
And Ishigar with the table!
Good luck, nerd.
What's your AC?
17.
The 21 will hit that. Low roll. 12 half to 6 bludgeoning damage as he breaks the table over your head.
Weird question. I have Mage Hand and a vial of igniting blade oil.
You do?
Could I cast Mage Hand and use said Mage Hand to cover one of my allies' weapons with this blade oil?
Yes, it'll also cost your bonus action.
Yeah, so it'll be action, Mage Hand, bonus action, cover.
All right.
Why are you holding on to that?
Yeah, why do you have that?
I bought some.
For this particular reason.
Yes.
Magnus can do 3 attacks.
All right.
2 of them with...
My problem is... I'm sorry, I was going to heal you this...
Don't worry about it.
So I'm going to do that for the flail of...
Cool, the flail now does an extra 1d4 fire damage.
Nice.
Because I figured having the ability to do fire damage against a guy that's weak to fire damage.
Oh, yeah, he's been taking for damage at the start of each of his turns because he's on fire.
Yay!
Turns out taking nearly 30-odd fire damage to the face when you have the flammable trait ain't good.
So Magnus basically has the flail at full extent out the back.
And it is currently crackling with electricity, and now it is just a ball of sparking fire at me.
Yeah. Any legendary actions at the end of...
Head of Madness!
Yes, there is. At the end of his turn, he is going to use a legendary action to maneuver an ally right behind Magnus.
Cool.
So one of the ghouls, is it the one with no arm, or is it...
It's one of the healthy ones.
Okay. I would like to take my turn now, if I may.
Yeah.
I would like to attack the ghoul that is behind Magnus.
Roll good, not bad.
Roll good, not bad. Roll good, not bad. Roll good, not bad.
For the sake of anti-TPKing, please roll good and not bad.
He's all good and not bad. Oh, yeah. That's a 19 to hit?
Yeah.
No, yes. Doesn't make it.
No! Okay, I am going to smite this guy, and I believe I get an extra 1d8.
Because it's undead.
Because he's undead.
Yeah.
Okay, this thing's
gonna so 48 damage.
Yeah, 48 damage, plus another d8 for luck.
So 1d8 from your sword.
Yes.
Plus, is this a second or first level smite?
Yeah, it's first level. Sorry, I'm not going to.
Yeah, so a total of.
I'm not going to waste second level spell
on a minion, yeah.
On a minion, no. That is 17 damage, please.
Yeah, so minions have 10 hit points.
Yeah. Bang!
Yeah, you basically just rock up, behead the ghoul, and keep moving.
Keep moving straight back to the armless ghoul, and I would like to attack him as well.
Go for it.
I didn't know that.
14?
We'll miss, unfortunately.
Okay.
These are strangely agile for moving corpses.
They sure are. They sure are.
You go to hit him, but it full-on just goes to block with its non-existent arm. So both it fails to block, and then you fail to connect because there's nothing there for you.
I would like to use my bonus action to cast a spell.
Uh-huh.
Could King Ishigar please make me a wisdom save?
Oh, what are you casting?
I'm casting Compelled Duel.
Ah.
You attempt to compel a creature into a duel. Failed save, the creature is drawn to you. For the duration, it has disadvantages on attack rolls against creatures other than you.
Does it have a charm clause in it, please? Double check that.
Don't think so.
It does not have a charm clause in it.
Woo!
Okay.
You need to get over a 14.
He has a plus one to this.
Okay.
So there's a decent chance he's going to fail. Nice.
Yeah.
No, he's going to get 20.
That is a total of 7.
Oh! Huzzah!
What?
So,
all the advantage we need.
King Tiberian's attention turns away from the man surrounded with the ghosts that he recognizes from the tapestries that used to hang in his hall, and turns his head towards the rude, impertinent individual who just burned several of his legion. Fine. You want my attention, you have it. Don't be glad for it.
Tanwyn blows a raspberry.
Ah, I see. Is that your turn?
Yep, I've done my action, I've done my bonus action.
You've done more than enough.
I moved around a bit.
Cool, cool. King Tiberian is going
to... Oh, and I would like to say to Amadeus, she'll say, now it's your turn on the minions.
All
right. Right, so we've had...
Me and Tanwyn.
Magnus is waiting in the wings.
Cool. So, legendary reactions. King Tiberian is going to burn one to command and burn a second to grant advantage. Yeah, the armless ghoul is going to attempt to nom Tanwyn.
Yeah, okay.
Good luck, bucko.
Yeah, four's not going to cut it. Tries to bite you, but hey, rotten old jaw against, I think you have splint armor?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's
just shrugs it off.
Not a good combination. It's hard enough to beat through splint armor. It's far more difficult to bite through it. Yeah, Magnus, it's your turn.
Yeah, Magnus will say, in the name of Artifora, I lay you low, and we'll do some more strikey attempts.
Go for it.
Recklessly, of course. Oh, my God. No. We're not even talking. Hey, natural 20.
Oh!
That will do it.
And that was with the flail. So
the flail that never failed.
That's 2d8 plus 44.
44. Yeah, so.
And one of those d4 is fire damage.
Two of them are fire damage.
10 bludgeoning.
Uh-huh.
Well, 10 bludgeoning plus.
Strength and rage mod.
Yeah, so 15 bludgeoning.
Yep.
Plus 8 lightning and 8 fire damage.
Hot damn, you just...
So it's 16 plus 30 1
yeah.
total damage.
Damn. The flail impacts into his chest and you hear the cracking of ribs as he stumbles back. That does break Compel Jewel.
It sure does. I've remembered why I've never used it before because yeah. it's not great.
Compel Jewel sounds good on paper.
Yeah, and then you get to the bottom of the spell and you're like, ah! Oh, well.
What happens with Compel Jewel?
If someone other than you attacks the creature that you've compelled into a duel, it breaks it.
Yeah, oh, basically it's 1v1 me, but your ally just hit me, so nah.
Yeah.
And with the axe, 19.
That will hit.
Unfortunately, that is just... Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's only 13.
Only 13, he says.
Only 13, actually.
Yeah, so you've regained...
I've regained his attention. You've
regained his attention. Turns out, getting beaten by a guy empowered by the heroes of his kingdom sucks.
Yeah, take that, nerd.
Okay, we are now moving back to lair action. Okay. Again, 1 and 2, Magnus... 3 and 4, Amadeus. Mm-hmm. 5 and 6, Tanwyn. The water hates Tanwyn.
Tanwyn the target.
Yeah.
She did snatch up a whole bunch of fish and throw it to the ghouls. So.
Yes.
They're just throwing them back.
I thought that would make them like me.
Tanwyn, you watch as once again something flies out of the whirlpool. It's a ghoulish monkey this time.
Awesome.
I'm going to need a dex save.
Okay.
As this monkey comes flying out of the water, screaming, partially in panic, partially in rage. Just,
she goes, ah, monkey! 12.
That unfortunately fails. You've been looking for a 13 the entire time.
There are other numbers on your dice, Ted.
No, I don't know if there are, actually.
You only take 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
But you do take another mark.
Oh. So I've got 5 marks.
Cool. Can I get you to make me a constitution saving throw, please?
No. Oh, no.
DC 10 for now.
No. Just got to roll over a 5. Oh! I rolled a 9. That's a 14.
You're fine. For now.
Is this a poison or whatever it is? Paladins are... immune.
They're not immune to poison.
They're immune to diseases.
They're immune to disease. Yeah. So she has no risk of contracting ghoul plague.
Yeah.
But it is now the minion's turn. There is 2 left.
And only one of them is at Alphal.
Yeah, 1 at Amadeus, 1 at Tanwyn. Well, the one at Tanwyn continues to chew at Tanwyn without effect.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe a 19 on the die plus stuff will hit.
Yep. Yeah.
Disadvantage, using my reaction to impose disadvantage.
Okay, yep, you just shield bash.
Yay!
The ghoul that is trying to eat Amadeus, so it does not... You fall and just smack it in the head and it reels back, just slightly concussed.
Sword and board, baby, sword and board.
Or rather, it would be if it weren't dead. Yeah. You can't concuss something that's dead, but you can surprise it. Then we are on to King Tiberian.
The Magnus Boffin Show.
Yeah, he will use his bonus action and shrink the arena.
Oh.
What was once a 10-meter diameter mound is now only 5 meters in diameter.
Oy.
Given that Amadeus has been cowering at the back...
I want to say we've gone right to the edge.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I need Tanwyn and Amadeus to make me strength saves.
Roll good, because I've already used my reaction. Oh, but you do get a +3 because it's a saving throw.
Yeah, that looks pretty good.
19.
Also 19.
Woo!
Both of you manage to ride the turbulent water to rise up the mound and get into dry ground. You guys did not get swallowed by the whirlpool.
Yay!
Because that would have been a fun thing for you guys to be rolling about.
Fun for you, maybe.
I know, isn't it wonderful?
To all our dear listeners, Zeva's grinning. It's very scary.
And it's now King Tiberian's action. No more chairs, no more tables. Cracks his neck audibly. Whilst I wasn't a big fan of it, I am trained in the art of boxing.
Oh!
About to get punched in the face.
Yes, you are. Twice.
Oh, he's a monk? Oh!
I never said that.
Don't get stunned.
Yeah, he's a ghoul. They have natural weapon attacks. Those are both 19s.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
That hurts.
And that's a third 19. These don't do an insane amount of damage. 8 halved to 4.
Mm-hmm.
7 halved to... 4, as you just get punched twice, but the threads of the tapestry that now encompass you absorb most of the blow.
Mm.
You do, however, gain 2 marks. That will be King Tiberian's turn. He is now throwing hands.
All right.
Literally. How badly are you looking?
I'm looking at about a 10 out of 48.
Right, cool. If people don't object, I will take the turn first.
Go for it.
And I will pump some healing into my Paladonian friend.
Yes, right. Remember, you can expend up to your charisma modifier.
Plus one.
Plus one.
I will pump 3d6s into Tanwyn.
Okay.
For 12 points of healing.
Woo! Is that your action or your bonus action?
That's bonus action.
Nice.
And then blast the minion, the two remaining minions.
Go for it.
That is a 15 and a 21.
Both hit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's d10.
So one of them does have 4 hit points.
One of them has 4 hit points. So one of them's going
to die to my charisma modifier.
Cool. So,
and one of them has 10.
Yeah.
That also dies as I do 10 points of force damage.
So yeah, just two bolts of the word bang fly out of your fingers and just blow their heads off.
And stay down this time, please.
Let's get away from the edge of the whirlpool, Armadeus.
And I'll take a move action to not be anywhere near the edge.
Fair enough.
Please and or thank you.
Right. Well, you have successfully neutered his ability to use legendary actions as they're all around his minions.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Don't think that makes the fight much easier.
He's not going to summon more?
He can't. Not for another hour.
Oh.
And I don't think that this fight is going to last that long.
Nah.
I'll yellow one.
All right.
Is the mace still flaming?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a minute.
Yeah, flames for a minute. Okay.
So basically the rest of this combat.
That's 25, 21.
Yeah.
I'll roll that damage first. So this is basically the same as a crit. It's two separate hits. So that, well, actually, no, it's more than a crit. So it's 10, 20 bludgeoning plus...
Do you need more d4s?
5 lightning and 6 fire.
Very nice. He is not bloodied, but he is close.
Is he still taking fire damage from my...
Oh, and that's a crit on the... Battle axe.
Yep, can happily verify the crit.
Which unfortunately only does 11 points of slashing damage.
That's not nothing. Yeah, no, that's rough.
Fantastic. Can I get up to him in one fell swoop?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I would like to use my bonus action to cast Searing Smite.
Oh, fun.
Hell yeah.
That means my attacks deal an extra 1d6 fire damage to the target, and the target will ignite in flames at the start of each of its turns until the spell ends. It must make a con save. On a fail save, it makes 1d6 fire damage.
Cool.
And then I'm going to try and hit him with my first attack.
Good luck.
Thank you. Natural one. Don't hit him. Okay. I'm going to rally. I tripped over on the table. Damn it. Oh, that's a little bit better. That is a 16 to hit.
That will miss.
Oh, shoot. Really?
As you go to swing, he fawn just catches the sword in one of his hands. You're close now. Wonderful.
I don't think it's that wonderful, to be honest.
And that's your guy's turn?
That's my turn.
Cool.
Yeah, but now we're up close and personal.
Yes.
Bonus action. Manipulate waters. I'm going to need dex saves this time from all three of you.
Sweet. I get advantage from danger sense.
And you all get plus 3 to my charisma mod.
That's not going to help me.
Ooh.
23 for Magnus.
4.
20 for...
You rolled a 1?
I rolled a 2.
You get plus 3 from...
Yes, and I have negative 1 strength.
It's a dex.
Oh, in which case, that's a 5. No, wait. 2 plus 3 plus 1. 6.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
20, not natural.
Okay, so Amadeus doesn't succeed.
Oops.
Nope.
So he's going to take the full amount of this as spikes of water form in the whirlpool, freeze, and then launch out.
Okay, how much?
I'll put a spirit shield round.
Okay. Well, do you want to roll that damage?
Well, I think it's when he takes damage.
Well, I want to roll it to know, let him know how much damage he's going to take.
Okay, yeah, so it's when another creature takes damage, so...
Well, yeah, like I said, he's taking damage. I want to know how much you're reducing it by to see how much he's taking at the end of it.
Okay.
Because he's taking...
How much does it reduce by?
To 2d6.
Oh, okay.
So, 8.
He takes no damage.
Hey!
I rolled a 7.
Woo!
One of the ghosts full on just
tanks the hit.
Yeah, just
same guy that tanked it last time.
Yeah, just put out a tower shield and blocks it. It shatters. The other two just fly past people's heads. Turns out it's hard to aim when it's not like that. It's hard to aim when the trajectory is not originating from you.
Hard to aim, and also he's on fire.
Yeah.
From multiple sources.
From multiple sources. But he did get hit by Magnus's ability, so attacking anyone other than him is at disadvantage, and he is very much enjoying just punching Magnus.
Magnus is fun to punch.
Yes.
Punching bag.
I mean, to be fair, we all have very punchable faces.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Magnus has the most punchable right now.
Like if he punches me, does Tanwyn get a wacky whack? Or have you used that all? Ally attacked within 5 feet.
Does she have sentinel?
I can impose disadvantage.
That's the thing she can do.
Yeah.
And he's already at disadvantage because of Magnus, so...
No, he's at advantage.
Against Magnus. Ah. So it'd be nice to have one of those attacks rolled.
Yeah.
A straight roll, then advantage. Well, that misses.
Hell yeah.
Two on the die will miss. That will hit.
Oof. Sorry. Did the best.
Gain another mark and take 11... A half down to 6. How are you looking?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm almost at half.
Just sheesh.
Barbarians.
Barbarians.
I'm pretty sure I have 2 greater healing potions on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a bunch of you guys have healing potions on you.
Yeah, we all have healing potions at this point.
Yes. But it is now your guys' turn, as you can't do much more now. Oh, wait, no. Their actions haven't happened yet.
Okay.
A zombie monkey is going to fly out of Tamlin's face.
No! I don't want any more of those.
No, it's Magnus this time.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I've used my reaction. I can't help you.
And yeah, it's escalating in size as a ghoulified alligator flies out at you this time.
Cool.
I need a dex save.
+3.
Yeah, so that is 13, 16.
Oh, damn. You succeed, so you're not going to take mark.
Yay.
You take 1/2 to 0 damage.
Yay.
On 2d6, I rolled 2 1s.
Yeah.
Halved because you succeeded. And then
it's 0.5, so does that round up?
If it's hitting 0.5, I'm just saying it's 0.
Okay.
I think that's more fun.
No, that's fair. Just making sure so that, you know,
it's consistent.
Yeah. So our turn?
Yes. Yeah. I'll go first, just in case there's shenanigans.
Do it.
Go for it. I have no objections to you going first.
25. Ooh. Yeah. I'm going to say 15, no.
No.
Okay, so it's only one hit, and then... I kind of wish I was a champion right now. That would have been too quick.
Nice.
Oof. So that's only 6 bludgeoning damage,
mm-hmm.
2 lightning, 2 fire, and then another 11 slashing.
Nice. He is bloodied at this point.
Huzzah.
All right. May I try and hit this damn guy again?
Go for it.
All right, let's do it. Tanwyn is going to bring her longsword up in another huge swipe. Sword still burning from the searing smite that she cast. And she's going to try for her
first... Can you smite on a smite?
Yes.
You can, but not this one because I didn't hit.
You were looking for an 18.
I sure am. I'm looking for anything over a 10. I'm looking to roll anything over a 10 for the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's just whiffing.
Okay.
She's just whiffing.
At the end of your turn, can I get you to roll a d6?
Oh, I don't want to. 1.
Nothing happens.
Okay. Don't! I'm sorry!
It's just like what? Magnus's shoulders are getting quite sore.
Taylor's just swinging and just missing.
This is a repeat of the first boss fight all over again.
Yeah. Can I use my bonus action to do a quick drink of one of my healing potions? Okay.
Are you using a regular or a greater?
I'm using a... I've got 2 lessers, actually. I'm going to be using a lesser.
Okay.
So 2d4. 2d4 plus 2.
No, the lessers are 1d4 plus 1.
Then I guess I'm using a regular.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, sweet. 8.
Cool.
Nice.
8 more hit points.
Yeah, feeling good.
Feeling great.
What kind of noise was it that I learned from the story?
A high-pitched shrill sound, kind of like that of whistle or a flute.
I'm going to cast Prestidigitation,
because
I can make a noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try and replicate that spell to see if it does anything.
Give me an arcana check.
What? Roll 10.
Not quite.
Damn. It's worth a try. Bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pump one more because I've still got a couple left. Because how are you looking, Tanwyn?
Oh, fine.
Okay, never mind.
I'm not hitting you guys hard enough.
You know what? I'm going to be nice.
No, you are. You are. You're hitting us hard enough.
One extra point of healing.
To who?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Because I like my midgets. Anyway, that's done.
That's everybody?
That's everybody.
That's everybody. Unfortunately, that is all the time that we have at the moment. There is more to this story that will be shared when next we meet.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.